I don't know. These guys are looking, they're pretty thrifty. They're looking for steals, not deals. So that would be kind of a thing. One of them was an R7, actually, John's. He can't get it to take an update. I think I know the problem with an R7. You have to pay for the subscription to update it, and there's really no reason to update firmware on an R7. And, I mean, especially if you're not trunking it. And but I'll take a look for him. And then another one, Cujo, purchased one from somebody, 6550, for $60 or $80. So guy was Joe HAP was programming him up at MMD for him, and I said, you don't need that. You're better off with, you know, he had a Bullfang DM32B. I said to him, I said, you're better off with that if you're going to play around with a DMV, you know, a digital voice modem for digital stuff. You're better off to use that, because that way you can program everything on the fly. And he goes, okay. And then he turned around and sold that one to Tom. So it all worked out pretty good. So it just kind of happened. And then Tom handed me the 6550, says, here, just make it look like yours. Well, here I am. So two more radio projects. Gotta love it. Go ahead, Rick.